stick around. But without further ado, I'm going to bring up your next comedian. Please welcome the very funny guy, Justin Hegerman. Yeah. Justin.
Thank you very much for coming out. Thank you very much. You're a very gorgeous crowd. That's the only crowd I've ever seen. Oh, Christ. Where's the real audience here tonight? It's mainly comics. Did anyone pay to get in here? So is this the only point? Okay, I'm just going to read off this then. Okay. Anyone else here hate other people's children? Like, did I get on your nerves? My friend's kid? I really hate other people's children. And that got me thinking today. I thought it was funny. You need a driver's license to drive a car, but you don't need to fill out like any paperwork to have a child. Like, pretty much anyone can have a child. I thought that was pretty funny. You know, I think you should at least have to get like a permit first, like before you can actually have a kid. Like, I think the state should just loan you like an orphan or something, just to fuck around with for a couple weeks. You know, just so you really figure out like if you really want to be a parent or not. And it'd be cool if you left them at the mall or something, because no one would care, because no one loves orphans. You'd lose your deposit, but $50, so we know. So, it's been a bad week for me. Have you ever felt so sad that you wanted to kill yourself, but you stopped because you realized no one would care? If it's just going to be the landlord and the mailman at your funeral, don't bother. Hang in there until you make some friends. Join a cult or something. And I always get a kick out of people who spend a lot of time writing suicide notes, because no one's going to read your note. No one gives a shit. Unless you're a celebrity, no one's going to read your suicide note. Just put a post-it on the fridge and, you know, hopefully that will get someone's attention. You know, just actually, you can put it next to like a Domino's magnet or something, just to make sure we get like the cops' attention. Because cops like Domino's. Jesus Christ, I'm on fire. The most important tip I give you on committing suicide is just make sure you don't do it half-assed. Get it right the first time, because there's nothing more embarrassing than a failed suicide attempt. Especially if you put in your note that you were killing yourself because you suck at everything. One. Okay. Oh, and also, if you're going to kill yourself and you want to get a newspaper, be clever about it. Don't use a shotgun. It's, you know, it's really 1990s. Do something fun, like jump off the Empire State Building, except when you jump off, get one of those little drink umbrellas and put them above your head and look surprised when you fall. Yeah, you might make like the sixth page or something. I am not scared of death, actually. I just want to make sure I die a really like cool death. I don't want anything lame like bird flu. That would just suck, I would think. What I want is the electric chair, because I think it'd be really cool to get the electric chair, because 10 minutes before they fried me, I swallowed like 20 pounds of popcorn kernels. So when they turned the juice, you know, popcorn would start shooting out like my ears and my mouth. And like butter, like I had like these tears of butter. And everyone would be like, oh my god, he was made of popcorn. And like the victims' families could like eat the popcorn and they'd be like, this is a taste of justice. Buttery justice. I'm gonna end on a high note there. Thank you all for coming out. Have a good night.
Justin Hegerman, everybody, give it up for him. I was told during that Seth Green wants his face back.
Yeah, haven't heard that before.